broadcasting live from the beautiful Colorado Convention Center for Collaborate 13 OAUG Forum, it's OAUG Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
All right, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton here at Collaborate 13 Technology and Applications Forum for the Oracle Community. Stone, how you doing? How are you handling Blizzard 13 here in Denver, Colorado?
Well, I'm doing fine. It's plenty warm here in the convention hall, and we've had some fantastic conversations, met a lot of new friends. But this is the high point. I mean, I really do think we've hit the pinnacle here because we're going to talk to a gentleman who is with the O in the OAUG. Mm-hmm. He's with Oracle. Please welcome to the show, if you will, Mr. Cliff Godwin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Yeah, keeping warm.
Well, thanks for coming down and visiting with us, man. We are delighted to have you. What do you think about the conference so far?
Oh, it's been great. I've been very happy, good attendance in all the sessions. Glad people braved the snow, and just means they're committed to what they're doing here. So I appreciate their commitment.
Now, are you guys making any announcements here?
We've been highlighting a new set of applications that we have that are based on the some technology we acquired about a year ago that's really very exciting. It's called Endeca, and so we've announced some new products that are based on that that are really part of the e-business suite or integrate with the e-business suite, and customers seem to be pretty excited about that.
So what are some of the highlights that you're allowed to share on the air?
Well, we've built those in a number of different areas of the applications, really kind of throughout the application. So if you're on our latest release, if you're on our 12.1 release, you can get those, and that'll give you a sort of internet shopping experience way of finding the data that you want to work on in the business suite. So it's really a way that's it's a nicer user interface, a way to be more productive, and even some new functionality that you could never do before in e-business suite, and you don't even have to go to a new release to get it.
Can you share a little bit about the highlight of the, so that people understand why the customers today should look into purchasing the e-business suite extensions?
Yeah, I mean, what that really does for you is rather than having to know what you're looking for when you approach a screen in the e-business suite, with this technology, you have all kinds of data you can look at, and you can filter your way down to figure out what you're looking for, just like you're shopping for a television on Amazon or something. You can see all the different choices and zero in on the ones that you really care about, and you don't have to know right when you first approach the screen what it is you're looking for. So that is a way to make people a lot more productive with the system and give them a kind of user interface they are familiar with just from internet shopping at home.
These are very big, important decisions. I'd like to learn a little bit more about how does that decision unfold? Maybe a potential customer learns about some of the opportunities available in a showcase in an environment
mm-hmm.
like this.
That's right.
And then what, you have people within Oracle that start working with them and having them conversations and learning more about what they really need and why?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, basically, this is a way that people get exposed to a lot of new things that we're doing in all these different areas. They can get basic understanding. You can see it. You can come to the demo grounds and play with it, or look at it, ask somebody to demo it for you. And then when you decide that might be of interest to you, then you engage with somebody from Oracle, and they'll come and figure out exactly what you're doing, what part of it you need, what would help you the most, and you can get zeroed in on the part that would it's worth it to you to buy and implement.
These kind of user group conferences like that, and you're here from Oracle, is this overwhelming for you? That are tons of people just coming up for you, asking you all kinds of things?
The reason I'm here is so that people can come up and ask me things. So I figure that's
not in hiding somewhere.
I'm not in hiding. No. In fact, we've got a thing we've done at this conference that I think is working out really well. We've had a thing called Meet the Experts, where not just I, but a lot of the folks on the development team are available over in the meeting room in the Hyatt here. That's the Hyatt Granite Room, which is adjacent to the hotel, or adjacent to the conference center in the Hyatt Hotel. And you can sign up on the OAG website or the Collaborate website and get a slot and meet with one of the key development leaders who's building these products and deciding what goes into them and everything. You can ask them any questions about your own situation, about what's coming in the products, get all the information you need. So you can have one-on-one meetings with all sorts of important people from Oracle, myself not included, but all the people who work for me are important because they know a lot more about the products than I do. And you can meet with any of them you want to and spend some time about your particular issues. So I think it's a real good opportunity for customers to get some good exposure to development.
Now, what about from the other side? How does Oracle deal with all this information, and how is this kind of intelligence put into the next upgrades and the next kind of versions of your stuff?
Well, the user group plays a really central role in that, and what we do both from just interacting with people at the conference, but even more particularly with the special interest groups, because OAUG has this special interest groups for various different products, and the people who really care about those particular products from their customers, if you're the purchasing person at one of our customers, or you're the accounting person at one of our customers, manufacturing leader, operations leader for one of our customers, you can go to the special interest group for that product area and meet with your fellow travelers, people who have the same role at other companies. And you can all talk to somebody who's a product manager from Oracle who knows a lot about what we're doing with that product and where we're going. And we get feedback from those customers about what they want to see in the products. And so that's an opportunity for the customer to learn what we're planning to do, and it's an opportunity for us to learn what the customer wishes we would do, and we can go back and make a better plan based on what we hear.
What a marvelous environment.
It sounds very collaborative.
I know. We could call it collaborate.
But, no, you've got the product expertise, the application expertise, but then you've got the real-world customers
right,
here.
Right, where the rubber's hitting the road, and you guys can – it sounds like you're really working together to make the best possible product at every stage.
That's what we're trying to do is just trying to listen, and the folks here are the ones who know what we ought to be doing next, so we just have to have an effective way to engage with them. So it's why it's so important to us to be here.
So how did you personally get into this line of work? What's the evolution of your career?
Well, I've been doing this. I'm what they call a lifer at Oracle. I've been doing this since 1990. And when I started at Oracle, the applications business had 200 people in it.
Oh,
and
wow. So, a few more now.
There's 200 people in this booth.
Yeah, it's been a long journey. But yeah, I've been doing this since 1990. I've been to all the OAUGs, and I've been around quite a long time doing this. But never get tired. It's really it's always a kind of self-renewing thing because there's always new products, there's new issues, there's new requirements that people have, and I really always enjoy coming to the event.
So it must be kind of overwhelming to see all these people that are the users, actual users in here in this room, you know, using your stuff. You got to feel a sense of pride and accomplishment.
Well, you feel a sense of pride in it because, you know, so many people are, so many businesses depend on what you do, and so many people have built their careers around what you're doing. So that way is obviously something we are very proud of and we take very seriously because it's also a heavy responsibility. You got to make sure all these people are, like, filing their financial reports and shipping products every day based on the software we produce, and it basically better work. And so we take that dead seriously.
So before we wrap, can you give us a little bit of a peek into the future? What's on the horizon?
Well, we've got several things. The next release we're going to be doing, the 12.2 release, is going to feature something people have been asking for about 15 years, and we've finally been able to deliver it to them.
Here we are.
And here we are. We're finally getting to where we're it's available on our next release. We're still still working on the quality assurance process. That would be very careful with it. But it's what we call online patching, and what that means is you're going to be able to apply updates to the system while the users are running the version that doesn't have the update. So you can keep on running until you're all set to go with the updated version. You just bring the system down, bring it back up, and then you've done your update. So you don't have to have the whole business doesn't have to have an outage while you're applying updates to the system. And that's for businesses that, like, manufacture, people who have users all over the world. There's never a convenient time to take big multi-hour outage, right? People don't synchronize their holidays and their three-day weekends and all that stuff. So having a feature like this is something that the people in a lot of businesses have been asking for a long time. And we work with the database group to build some technology, and now we've uptaken it in our 12.2 release that support this online patching idea. And when we come out with that, that's going to be a knockout.
So now, for people who aren't at the conference, for people who want to learn more, is there a place you would send them?
Well, you know, one of the things we've got, there's always oracle.com, of course, but the one thing I would tell people also is we just recently come out with a YouTube channel called Oracle EBS Demos. That's just Oracle EBS Demos, all one word, mashed together. And if you go to YouTube and you subscribe to that channel, YouTube will send you an email every time we post a new demo. And we've got all these Endeca examples of what we talked about earlier, all have demos out there. You can watch a little 4-minute video and you'll get the idea immediately. You watch one of those, you'll understand exactly what we're doing. And you can find the ones that are relevant to your business and watch them all. And that'll give you a good head start on understanding what it's about, what it might mean to you to take it up.
Good stuff. Well, thank you, Cliff, for being here today. We really appreciate your time, and we think that this conference is kicking butt, and I think you guys are a big part of why this magic happens here.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you very much. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We will be back in a few at Collaborate 13.